Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, step right up to the show that never ends. That's right. It's time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Show 159. I know it's kind of a meaningless number, but it's a lot of number. I mean, I think so. I could be wrong, though. My name is Mal, and if you're just joining us for the first time, where have you been all my life? I'm kidding. You've been you, and I've been me. It's weird how that works. This is the show that's dedicated to bringing you all kinds of independent music from all over the place, and I gotta tell you, a couple months ago, maybe a month, maybe a month, let's just say, you know, somewhere between 5 and 3 weeks ago, math, I sent an email to one of my favorite groups of all time ever, and I was really, like, kind of nervous about it, because, you know, I hold them at such high admiration, I was almost like, I have to go out and ask bands to use their music. I have to, you know, approach record companies, approach bands. You know, I'll hear something I like, and I shoot an email or hit them up on Facebook, you know, 8 times out of 10, I'll say, you don't get anything back. You know, it's a really hit and miss. And then sometimes they come back with, like, weird questions that are like, look, man, I'm not getting paid for this gig. I'm just trying to put out good music. You know, so it's a really, the return on investment is not a lot, but you're also, I'm just shooting off messages and emails and stuff like that, so it's no big deal. So that's how I go out and find a lot of the bands. Some of the bands get sent to me. There's a couple of, Radio Candy's a big one. They always kind of send lots of new cool music. I have a folder of their stuff building up. I gotta start playing some of it here and there. So I sheepishly wrote to this band, and I was like, I don't even know if I should do this. I felt like beneath them or something like that. And it wasn't, not that they're pretentious. It's just, I don't know. It was like a nervous thing. I don't usually ever get that. I'm just kind of like very straightforward. So anyway, flash forward to yesterday. I click on my emails and fire it up. And lo and behold, the manager of the group wrote and said, I was sorry, we were in the UK. Sure. Go ahead, play us. And I lost it. I was like, oh my God. If you're a fan of the Indie Circuit Facebook page, which you're in the know, then you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the world famous, my favorite band ever, the 5678s. Now, some of you are going, the Who Hood? What now? Well, where? Come on. Crawl out from the rock you're living under. That is the group, most people know them as the group that was singing in the House of the Blue Leaves in Kill Bill. Woohoo, the woohoo, woohoo. I'll probably play that one so people go, oh, that band. But then I'll play, they have a lot of really great stuff. They have a huge thing. And I have every album, every color variant of every album, every 45, every CD. I have everything they've ever done. And it's quite substantial. They've been around since 86. So, needless to say, I was overjoyed. I will try my best not to make this the 5678s hour, but I can't promise anything. So, yeah. There you go. Isn't that awesome news? Sometimes those little things come along in life and you're like, oh, it's just a little pick-me-up. You know, you're thankful for when they do hit, because they're few and far between sometimes. You know, sometimes you hit a long stretch of not a lot of good. But you just keep fighting. That's all you can do, right? So, without any further ado, your excited over the crazy humble host Mao is going to play for the first time on the Indie Circuit. For the first time in my many, 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 many years of radio show podcasting, that kind of stuff. Since 2006 was my first podcast, way back when, called Bunch of Dorks. Look them up. I have never played them because I was always held them in such high regard. I have a story about meeting them in Japan in 2012. I'll get to that after the music break. Here is, without any further ado, you're like, would you shut up and play the music already? You talk in my ear. Oh my God, that's so sad. Here is the world famous, awesomest, most incredible band ever coming out of Japan. This is the 5678s.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. people who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Woo-hoo! Privacy of a woman's room. Against her will, the inconceivable act of terror. Julie Christie carries the demon seed, fear for her.
I am Proteus. I have a mind without a body.
Proteus, created by science to be something more than a computer, something more than human. It is a sensually self-programmed, murderously intelligent non-being.
You're not telling me what you want.
My child shall live as man among others.
Child?
Yes, my child and yours.
MGM presents Julie Christie in Demon Seed. Rated R under 17, not admitted without parent. Released by United Artists. Julie Christie carries the Demon Seed. Fear for her.
I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Ah, what did I tell you? That's perfection right there. That was the 5678s off of one of their most famous albums, Bomb the Twist. They have Bomb the Rocks. They have a lot of albums out. That I played for you, Woohoo, and as soon as I dropped the first one, you were like, oh yeah, I know that song. See? All these years you were wandering around like, I don't know what that song, who does that song? Now you know. Knowledge is power, everyone. So I played Woohoo. Then I played Three Cool Chicks because, I don't know, felt appropriate. I'm so excited. Then I played Bomb the Twist and then Guitar Date. So, yeah, like I said, you know, they have tons. They have Bomb the Rocks, early singles, Bomb the Twist, Can't Help It, Golden Hits of the 5678s, I Was a Teenage Cave Woman, Pinheel Stomp, Pretty Lily Can Dance No More, just a self-titled album, the 5678s, you know, there's tons. So, all kinds of good stuff. Those will be, they'll be played early and often, but I'll try not to, you know, go crazy. I would, I also got a hold of, you remember, like, the last couple weeks I've been pushing the Japan Night. That's, unfortunately, that's gone. If you missed them this time, that you missed them. Pretty cool. She was, Audrey Benton from Benton Records was, posted something on Facebook where they were out and about in Chicago, and I said, I'll have a safe tour, you know, gave her my well wishes and said, you know, and she said, hey, where are you writing from? And I said, Clearwater, Florida. And she said, oh, I'd love to come to Florida sometime. And the tour. And I was like, oh, please. I might follow up on that. You know, not now, because super busy. But I might try to see about getting them down here. We're going to have to show some St. Pete love. You know what I mean? We're going to have to bring them into the Berg or bring them into somewhere close. And we're going to have to really give them a push and make Japan Night a success. That way, every year, they come back with some crazy awesome bands, you know. Why don't I play some of them now? Here's some Benton Records music. Oh, but before that, the producer of the show threw a beer can at me at the break and said, hey, dummy, it's show 160. And I said, oh, that's sad. I ripped myself off. So welcome to show 160, everyone, not 159. I misspoke. And again, math, right? Ugh.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Ah! try to control me, but I can't do anymore. Just let me be me. You know that time. How you raise me? Oh, it's too deep.
Yeah. I know how you feel. I've been there before. Likely as it may sound. 一人じゃないよって誰でも言えるけれど。Hold it all inside. Push people away. 叶いに閉じこもって。大切な人をどうか悲しまないで。伝えたい。Let me share this little secret. Yes, be free. Yes, be free. 今は見えない場所へも Just believe. Just believe. たどり着く道は I don't know. The way feels I did it today again. Draw the road back to where we started it. I'm endless. I'm not.Life is always like a maze, going round and round, so easy to lose away. ふと気づけば、孤独な旅がまたスタート。But at least we know, it's not for very long, きっと前より簡単。気楽に行こう、好きな歌歌って、覚えて、いて until we meet here again. Yes, be free. Yes, be free. 一度待ってつなぐ手も Just believe. Just believe. あら空は変わってくよ The way it feels when I get on anywhere. No tomorrows will ever be the same. God unless another pastWash away the tears 傘もささず待つのなら晴れるまで I'll be your umbrella Yes, be free 立ち止まってつなぐ手も Just believe, just believe、oh.Just believe, just believe. たどり着く道は I don't know. The way it feels when I get in anywhere. No tomorrows will ever be the same. Gonna last another page. Yes, be free. Oh, yes, be free.
Sweethearts, what are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed? Another glorious day in the Corps. Day in the Marine Corps is like a day on the farm. Every meal is a banquet. Every paycheck a fortune. Every formation a parade. I love the Corps!
Hey guys, come check out Two Dimension Comics, the comic book podcast with no direction.
We feature candid roundtable discussions about all things comics, past and present, with a killer soundtrack.
We like to include visuals of everything we talk about on the show. You can find that by going to BunchofDorks.com
and click on the Cyclops!
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
All right, before the break, that was Riri, the singer, and the CD is called I Love to Sing. Well, that's good. All right, and then I played Gold, Next to You, and Yes, Be Free. And that's a classic example of, Japan Night. I pushed them, for the last month I've been pushing them pretty good, and hopefully you got to one of the shows. They hit up all the major hubs. Not Florida yet, but soon. It's not just like the It's not just the punk garage sound, that I like to play a lot. They really have a really diverse acts that kind of come over from Japan. It's a great night. Hopefully in the near future they will be swinging down. I wanted to say before I go here, okay, buckle up. Here's time for the shilling. I wanted to say before anything though, go to projectpinball.org. They are a nonprofit organization that puts pinball machines in like children's hospitals and stuff like that, where kids need a little bit of joy. And they do the upkeep, they kind of thing. It's for free, of course. It's not like they're not putting them there get quarters. They're a really great bunch of guys. It's a 501c nonprofit. I've had the pleasure. I met them the first time a couple years ago. I went down for a tournament. I did really well in that tournament, and all their money, all their proceeds from these tournaments that they run, kind of go towards the upkeep of the facility and also to actually get the machines into the hospitals. And they're always doing, raffles and holding things together. So go to projectpinball.org, make a donation. It's kind of a really nice way for you to give a little bit of joy to kids that kind of need a little bit of joy, if that makes sense. And no, they're not paying me for that commercial. I just like them and like their whole, deal. And I really want them to do more and do better. Expand the operation so every kid can have exposure to pinball in times when they need something to make them smile. The silver ball will always prevail. I hope. And also make sure you hit up daddyosscreenprinting.com. That's my new screen printing endeavor. I just did I did a bunch of Atari logo shirts. That was a smaller run for local friends and stuff like that. And I designed a shirt, talking pinball, that's what made it go off my head, of the bumper cap, which the bumpers are the ones that make the ball like kind of pop around. They slam down, and usually there's three of them, and it's always exciting when the ball goes in there and bounces back and forth, because the score is going up. Well, I emulated one of the older ones that said, special points when lit, and it has the 100 points in the middle, and it got really nice. It was a three-color design. I'm starting to really enjoy branching out. I'm branching out to, multiple colors, multiple layers. I'm learning some different processes, like to make the colors more vibrant, stuff like that. So hit up Daddy-O's, and if you need some shirts, I'm your man. And if you need some music, I'm also your man. I'm your one-stop shop for shirts and music, apparently. Here is some of that for your head.
Minnie-Me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
The Ghastly Ones invite you to be horrified to the point of sheer panic. Transport you to the darkest depths of the bone-chilling night. Don't be surprised if you find yourself changing from the gentle soul you are into a werewolf, evil space robot, or some other monster. Instead, just relax and enjoy the experience.
We'll be right back. Now let's join the ghastly ones as they cruise down the Pacific. Ghost Highway.
Hey, did you guys ever notice that big gray castle up on the hill?
You mean that creepy looking thing right
over
there?
Yeah, that one.
I've never seen it before.
Looks pretty spooky.
Hey, look, there's a beat up old mailbox. It says, Dr.
Diablo, that's Dr. Diablo's place.
Hey, I've heard about him. I hear he's got go-go ghouls.
Yeah, that place is definitely haunted.
Man, what was that sound? We should go and check it out, huh?
Yeah, let's go in and poke around.
Put the pedal to the metal and hold on tight, because that highballin' bandit's gonna ride tonight. Fasten your seatbelts, turn on that CB, and get ready for the death-defying ride of a lifetime as a trucker named Elegant John forever abolishes the Great Smoky Roadblock. In a stolen truck, filled with ladies of dubious past and doubtful reputation, Elegant John sets out on the wildest cross-country trailer truck chase in the history of the American highway. The Great Smoky Roadblock, starring Henry Fonda, Eileen Brennan, John Viner, Dub Taylor, and Dana House as Celeste Lay. The Great Smoky Roadblock, from Dimension Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. It's the fanciest trucking you've ever seen.
Please give me $1 million and the fridge with a padlock and, hell yeah, huge pectoral muscles.
All right, that was The Ghastly Ones from 1998's A Haunting We Will Go. Oh my God, that's coming up on 20 years soon. Oh, I'm so old. All right, The Ghastly Ones from A Haunting We Will Go. I played An Invitation, Ghastly Stomp, Hangman Hang 10, Thunderhead, and then the little soliloquy, Pacific Ghost Highway. Spooky stuff. I dig their vibe, man. Those guys are they got it going on. I really like their. I have a lot of their different albums and stuff, and they rank up there with one of my favorites. I'm trying to think. Yeah, the drive to my work is really nasty. I mean, it's nonstop construction and it's brutal. I mean, it really is some of the worst driving I think I've ever been through, and it's daily. You know, you're like, oh God. And as soon as they finish part of it, then it funnels down. So after the road is destroyed, then your fellow drivers are ruining your life by cutting you off. And everyone's going down lanes that they know are turning lanes, but then they just kind of cut in to create congestion. Oh, I hate it so much. But every now and then, like, I have an old beater truck that I drive around. If you've seen me have a big Frankenstein in the hood, well, then you can go, hey, that's Mal from my favorite indie circuit on Radio St. Pete. And I'll wave. Or just beep the horn and I'll beep back. That'll be our little secret code. But yeah, so I drive that truck because it's an old 1994 Nissan. It's been through many a war, but it's pretty good upkeep on it. And but I have a really nice little S2000 Roadster that I just like adore. This car is it awesome, you know. And so I don't drive it much. It's not that I don't love it. I would drive it all the time, but the drive to my work is so terrible. I don't want to drive the car through that. I realize, you know, it's just a car. But yesterday, right now, the weather in Florida is so gorgeous. I mean, you're talking like 70s in the day, like low 70s in the day. Drops down to like 50s or 60s at night. It's just like, oh God, yes, it could stay like that forever. But as I've been in Florida for many, many years, since 1993, I know that basically in a week and a half, it will be raining molten lava on my head. And the asphalt will actually be on fire when I walk out my door. So that's for like 10 and a half months. So I'm really enjoying this 1 week. I'm going to have to bite the bullet, drive the car through that terrible terrain just so I can put the top down and enjoy what having a Roadster is all about. It's really funny. One of the worst things you can ever do is fall in love with a car, though. You know, I got this car and I was like, ah, it's just a car. And I started learning more about it and driving it, and this thing's fast and nimble, really handles like crazy, and I'm like, oh, I'm starting to fall in love with this car. And now I'm like full on, like, I don't want anything to happen to the car And that basically sealed its fate. You know what I mean? Like, I know at some point I'm going to be clicking on the radio and talking to you guys. I'll be like, well, my car got stolen. Or, well, you know, a plane crashed into my car. Or, well, remember that drive to work? Yeah, I got cut off by an 18-wheeler and a dump truck, both trying to merge in from other sides, and I got squished like I was in a cartoon from Wile E. Coyote. Don't do it, man. Don't ever love your car, because every ding will be a dagger in your heart, and eventually it will, you know, be destroyed, and then your heart's broken. So that's what a downer. Debbie Downer, that's what Mao is. Mao's a Debbie Downer on the indie circuit. That's what you tell your friends. Don't tell your friends that. Tell them to listen. Here's some music to remind you why you should listen.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Yeah, now what's his name?
friend of mine. No, 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 no. You ain't no friend of mine. You've been putting me on all the time. You ain't no friend of mine. You just gonna stand there, watch me blow my mind. Town like a boozer. Yeah, man, on the sidewalk put me down. Said look queer, called me a clown and a loser. Now what's this, babe? Are you just gonna stand there? Remember when I was losing my hair? Well, you go on, you get out of here, 'cause you ain't no friend of mine.
I wouldn't, but I'm gay, you know. I'm a big dyke.
All right, that was the Out of Sights from the album Out of Sights, Out of Mind. Played I Dream a Genie, The Stranger, No Friend of Mine, and I Won't Be a Fool. Good for you. Don't be a fool. We're all fools sometimes, though. And that, my friend, is how you practice restraint. I was going to be like, I'm going to drop in some more 5-6-7-8s, because I want to always drop into 5-6-7-8s. But then I was like, no, that's what they'll be expecting. So just do a reverse on it. Like, boom, oh no, here's a different album, or here's a different band. And then next week, I'll probably, you know, play more of the 5-6-7-8s. Well, I mean, I know I'm going to, but I mean more than one break. I'll try not to. All right, this has been the Indie Circuit. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.